are virtues, and why are they important? According to Aristotle, virtues are character traits that we need in order to live a successful, happy life, given our nature and purpose as human beings. Growing up, we're taught that it is important to play fair and that cheaters never win. Yet every few years, some superstar athlete is exposed and fiercely criticized for achieving success by cheating. Why is this so problematic? Let's consider an example. Bicycles can be fitted with motors that are so small they are difficult to detect. Now imagine that two cyclists are participating in a race. Cyclist number one races with the help of a hidden motor on his bike and wins. Cyclist number two does not have a motor, yet performs in a way that displays excellent endurance, skill, and determination acquired through a combination of natural ability, discipline, and hard work. Whose performance would you be most inclined to praise? Why? Those who agree that cyclist number two is the more praiseworthy and successful of the two, despite the fact that he did not win, display Aristotle's view of the ethical human life and the virtues. By asking the question of why putting a hidden motor on your bike during a race is wrong, we must consider what makes cycling what it is, what the aims and goals of a cyclist should be, and what qualities a cyclist needs in order to fulfill these goals. In a similar way, when we inquire about whether something is morally right or wrong, Aristotle believed that we are led to consider what makes human life what it is, what the aims and goals of human life are, and what qualities a person needs to fulfill those goals. This aim and goal of human life is what Aristotle called eudaimonia, often translated as happiness, but perhaps better translated as flourishing or living well. The qualities that a person needs to fulfill that aim, to flourish and live well as a human, are what we call the virtues. Examples are courage, honesty, benevolence, and moderation of one's appetites. Similarly, the virtues required to do well as a cyclist are endurance, skill, and determination. A cyclist that does not have such excellences is not praiseworthy, even if he achieves some of the ends and goals of the activity by other means, such as winning by cheating. Other analogies can be drawn by considering what it is that makes someone a good piano player, farmer, electrician, or soldier, to take just a few examples. Once we identify the goals and aims of each of these activities, we can then identify the virtues required to fulfill them. The most difficult question is whether human life as a whole has a purpose or goal in the way that these activities do, such that we can give an account of the virtues that are necessary for any human to live well. Philosophers who follow Aristotle have given a range of answers to this question. But what is important for us to remember is that even though contemporary ethical reasoning tends to be dominated by utilitarian and rule-based forms, the Aristotelian approach remains alive and well in lots of other areas of life. This has led contemporary philosophers to think that it might be the best approach to ethical questions as well.